Thanks so much, Aaron, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So a lot going on, and I want to start with what's going on tonight at University of Mall. You guys are hosting Business After Hours.
Tonight, let us know if severe weather is coming our way. But we're really excited to host our largest networking event of each month. Business After Hours tonight is at University Mall. I think most folks don't realize that if you're an employee of UNC, UNC Healthcare, or Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, you're a chamber member. And so any of those employees or any of our 1,300 members are invited to come to our largest networking event at University Mall.
And you don't have to be a business owner. You just have to be an employee, right?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And it is come one, come all. We'll have refreshments. It will be inside. I know some folks remember a particularly hot Business After Hours at the Sweet Carolina Concert Series, but we're excited to host folks in the space right next to City Kitchen. There are a lot of exciting things going on at University Mall, and it'll be a great time to get some shopping done while you're there. Maybe pick up some things for the graduates or dads that you might have missed. So
sounds good. So and again, it's inside, so we'll be getting some weather later, but head there, head inside. You'll be you'll be indoors. It'll be protected. It'll be great. And there is a lot going on at University Mall. There's Aveda coming in. We talked about 140 West last hour and how exciting all of the cool things there. We've got Summerfest coming up on Saturday. It's just one of many things, and I'm emceeing that, and I'm really excited about it. The only downside is that, you know, it did kind of push Aveda out, but they're moving into University Mall, and it's going to be great.
Well, I think their business decisions were made both by Roses and by Aveda, but I think Aveda is going to have a new space, about 16,000 square feet in the old Roses. It's really exciting for Aveda, and they're working with the architect, and that space is really going to be made for Aveda. Also, some folks...
And Planet Fitness, too, right?
Planet Fitness is also coming to University Mall, and it's a great place to get in shape. They have Tri Sports, which has a lot of sportswear and running gear. They also have a CrossFit Chapel Hill at University Mall. So there's lots of ways to like get fit while you're shopping.
I didn't even think about that. There's now three different like very designated fitness places
exactly
in Chapel Hill. I don't know if that's really good or really bad for Chick-fil-A. It's one or the other. I'm not sure.
You can pick up a Diet Lemonade, which is my personal
that's
favorite.
True. You could.
But I think there are lots of great opportunities beyond mall walking to get fit at University Mall. Also, some folks may have seen the construction going on with Dillard's. The former Dillard's space is going to be a 52,000 square foot movie theater. This is a South American company, Silver Spot, who's moving in. And I believe I talked to the general manager of the mall, Peter DeLeon, this morning. And he says if all the permits are squared away, they're going to begin construction on Aveda and start finishing construction on the this July, but also hopefully finish start working towards a spring 2015 opening for the theater.
But so there's already a lot of stuff that's gone in just this year, and then next year is Aveda and Silver Spot and Planet Fitness.
Exactly. Well, and then a lot of the former University Square tenants, now 123 West Franklin, as it's being redeveloped, is really exciting. But also some of those tenants have moved in. Places like Fine Feathers is now open at University Mall. Also Peacock Alley and William Travis Jewelry.
You were doing all of this without notes. How do you keep track of it all?
I think that's being an avid shopper.
And
trying to do it all in one space. And then obviously, a destination retail location is Southern Season and Weathervane. So my first employer, Wentworth and Sloan, was my first job. And so there are several chamber members and other businesses that people can patronize when they come to Business After Hours tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. And we hope to see folks there.
And I've been there. It's a really cool event. And that's a lot of development taking place around University Mall. And, of course, we talked last hour with Mark Klatchman, mayor of Chapel Hill, about a couple of other big developments, one that's just about to sort of have the final stamp of approval from the Chapel Hill Town Council, another one where the conversation is just beginning. Both of those conversations are going to be taking place on Monday at the Town Council meeting, number one, Glen Lennox, and number two, Obie Creek.
Both really exciting opportunities. Both of those are development agreements, which is a little bit different than the special use permit, but really some exciting opportunities for new residential and new retail construction. I think folks don't realize how long the process that Glenn Lennox has had. I was doing some
if you're wondering, contact Clay Grubb, he'll tell you.
But even beyond that, I was looking and found an old Triangle Business Journal article, and it said Glenn Lennox Chapel Hill may get a new facelift. That was dated 2004,
wow.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully on Monday, their development agreement will be approved. This has been a process that has included the neighbors, and it has really they started with one set of ideas, and they went back to the drawing board, and it's really exciting what might come online if that's approved. And I surely hope that council will approve it before summer, because this means tax revenue and building our commercial tax base.
Mm. And something that, I mean, we'll talk about this too when we continue the Obie Creek conversation, which is going to be going on for quite a while to come. But so important now, especially, you know, we always talk about the difference between, or the extent to which the county and Chapel Hill too relies on residential property tax as opposed to commercial. So getting the commercial property tax up is fairly significant, especially now that we're talking about a 2-cent property tax increase at the county level, 1 cent at the town level, and not a whole lot coming from the state. So.
And exactly. And I think it makes it more urgent than ever. But even beyond building the tax base and maybe lifting some of that tax burden off the residential property taxpayers, I believe that I know that we have so many gaps in retail offerings, and there's a real opportunity at Obie Creek. Mm-hmm. I know that you spoke with some folks before. Obie Creek will come before town council, and they'll vote to move forward with the conversation. A committee has been working on a year, has said you should move forward. They've been working with a technical team, and I think there's some real opportunities there, particularly because it's right on the edge of Chatham County, where we might see where we're already seeing a lot of retail dollars leak out. So.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Walmart's already there. We're only just starting to think about what Chatham Park is going to mean for Orange County and for Chapel Hill. Could be really significant down the road.
I think some Chapel Hillians may not have been paying attention, but a big thing is coming.
Yeah.
Chatham Park just was approved by the Chatham Board of Commissioners. It's about 20,000 homes that we're adding in Chatham County.
Which means 60,000 people in Pittsboro, which has 3,000 people in it now. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we're going to – basically in 30 years, Pittsboro is going to be the size of Chapel Hill is basically what it comes down to.
And I think – it poses a question for us. If folks have more options with RTP looking at building residences, with Chatham County building more, I think we have to decide what's our competitive advantage, and why are people going to choose to live in Chapel Hill Carrboro?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to think about, and I hope folks are paying attention. So.
Yeah, and also work and play in Chapel Hill Carrboro
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
That's gonna affect retail. It's going to affect transportation, that 15501 corridor. There's going to be a lot to talk about. Is Obie Creek really going to be – how much of – and I don't know if you know the answer to this question. How much of the Obie Creek conversation is going to take place with the specter of Chatham Park? Or
I think less maybe
okay.
Chatham Park, but the development that's going on. I believe it's called Starpoint, the
mm-hmm.
area
yeah.
around Walmart.
The Walmart
I
yeah.
think there's a lot of development coming there, and I think we have to realize that. But even beyond that, I mean, we have the numbers if you want to check out our State of the Community report, which mm-hmm. is at our SlideShare account, slideshare.net/Carolina Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We annually do a State of the Community report, and we have seen so many thousands and thousands of dollars in retail sales go to other counties, go to Alamance, go to Durham, go to Chatham. And we have a gap in what we're offering our residents as far as retail everywhere except for food. We have lots of food
yeah,
and grocery
yeah.
And a surplus because people come to us to come eat, and I want to encourage that. But
yep.
there's some real opportunities to fill in those retail gaps.
And I should give a plug, an additional plug for that slideshow, the annual community report, because it's a really great report if you want to know what's going on in Chapel Hill and Orange County and what the state of the community really is. That is such a great resource. I go back to that at least once a month to find something that I remember from the state of the community report last year. When's the next one coming?
Is it August 28th.
August, right?
Thanks so much for bringing it up
yeah.
because folks can register for it now. Carolina Chamber.
We didn't plan this either.
We didn't plan this at all, but it's really a great opportunity for folks to know what's going on in our community, know a little bit about the demography, but also where we're doing really really great and maybe where we can improve. And so I hope folks will register for this annual State of the Community Report. It'll be at the Friday Center from 7:30 to 9:30 on Thursday, August 28th. I'm almost positive on that date. But right. Folks can always find out more information about the State of the Community Report or our other events at carolinachamber.org/events.